Jesus, our Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When we stand in glory, we will see his face. We'll serve our King forever in that holy place. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son and me. Your Spirit will the work on earth is done.
What church saying?
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Marshallick, for that reminder that we have a Redeemer. Today, I just want to, in a brief moment, to remind us that there is an ultimate sacrifice. The sacrificial gift and intention and sacrifice that was given to us for our salvation, there is need for a response. There's need for a response. The opening song gives us a nice backdrop. I gave my life for thee. My precious blood I shed, that thou mayst ransomed be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? And I like this part. It says, I suffered much for Brooklawn. I suffered much for Michael. I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitter agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I bore it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? What have you borne for thee? The songwriter expressed a tone of selflessness with question of reciprocity. There is an expectation of positive response to some kind of gesture, or to some kind gesture. One should not assume that when a kind gesture is made, it is necessarily done with selfish intent or self-centered gain. When sacrificial intentionality is practiced, it is to be responded to with a posture of gratitude and a high level of appreciation, so much so that self-gratification is put aside and response of change is developed and change becomes imminent. We are talking about sacrifice for sacrifice. This sacrifice does not mean I scratch your back with intention that mine to be scratched when I need it to be. By all means, even if your hands are cut off, I did it for you, so do it for me. That's not the intent of this sacrifice. It's a different level of sacrifice. The problem with this sacrifice of doing it and I do it for you, it invokes no change in anyone or anyone else. This sacrifice encourages inability, spiritual inability and pride. Don't grow. And stagnation and spiritual dwarfs. Scratch my back and I scratch yours. I do something for you in order for when my time comes around, you do it. I'll do it for you or you do it for me. It is not this kind of sacrifice. The sacrifice for sacrifice I'm introducing to you is one that causes you to do some soul searching. It melts away selfish intentions. The intent for gain is diminished, and the thought that made you feel better than others makes you feel so sad and dumb. So, when we examine the value of this sacrifice for sacrifice, the genuineness of this sacrifice, we feel so ashamed to remain the same person we are going forward. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we examine your words today, Lord, the sacrifice that you made for us, help us, Lord, that we may respond to it in such positive tone so that we don't remain the same person we are. But as we interface with you and your words and your character, we will see the necessity for changes in our lives. Bless us and comfort us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus, it reaches the very depth of our soul where we begin to see life in a different way. It gives you hope where there is hopelessness, joy where there is sorrow. You want to be changed. This is the kind of response this sacrifice is evoking or will evoke in our lives. When Paul recognized the sacrifice Jesus made, Paul announced it by saying, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6 and verse 14, Paul continues to say, I saw the sacrifice of Jesus, a love that has no measure, a love that has no height, a love that has no depth. It is unfathomable. It is a love beyond measure. He said, for I reckoned that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8 and verse 18. When we look at the sacrifice that Jesus Christ, and when we measure ourselves to it, and we realize that we have to surrender all because Jesus left all. When we realize that we have to surrender all our likes and dislikes for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that will be our response. When we suffer, when we bear our cross, when we go through troubles and trials, Paul says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy, to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That is to say, brethren, press on, never doubting, because Jesus Christ has made a sacrifice for us, and we need to respond to it, whether rain or fall, whether hard time or it is good time, respond to the sacrifice, because there's greater joy at the end. He then saw a love. Paul saw a love that moves all obstacles. No wonder he said, what can separate us from the love of God? He says, who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Shall distress? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? No. Or meet our nakedness, our peril, our sword? No. Nothing. Because the love of God is so strong. As it is written, for my sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The sacrifice that he made, the sacrifice that he made to be for us, so that we can be ransomed from the grave, so that we can be ransomed to be saved and sin no more. I gave it all for thee. What wilt thou give for me? There is an appropriate response to the sacrifice. For I am persuaded that neither height nor depth nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, from the sacrifice which is in Christ Jesus. What is your response to such a sacrifice? Jesus left heaven, the portals of heaven, the luxuries of heaven, came down to save sinners like us who do not know ourselves that we are sinners desperate to hell and to death. Jesus came and he died for us so that we can have this blessed hope. What will be our response to that? Do we sit and fold our arms and say, oh, all things are hunky-dory, and why should I go through these trials, and why should I go through this tribulation? The songwriter said, Jesus paid it all to him we owe. All to him we owe. So when Paul examined all of this, he said the appropriate response is this. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. When Paul saw the sacrifice, when the Holy Spirit illuminated his mind and he was able to take a look into heaven and he was able to match himself with what happens around him and his thought process and how degrading his thoughts are, he said, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You could give your body to be burnt. You could give away your clothes. You could give away your car. You could give everything else. And you have not given your heart, your body to Jesus Christ. You have not yet done anything in response to this great, awesome sacrifice. The only thing we can do, brethren, is to present our bodies as living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to God, for this is our reasonable service. Our reasonable service. And when we do that, we'll move in the next page of be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace of God given unto me, Paul said, the grace of God given unto me to every man that is among us in Brooklawn today, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of his faith. One thing, brethren and friends and visiting friends, I want to leave with you today. I gave my life for thee. My precious blood I shed, that thou mayst ransom be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? The appropriate response is, I present my body as a living sacrifice to thee, O God, holy and acceptable to thee, because I've seen that's the least I can do for all that you have done on Calvary. For all the agonies you have gone through, the least I can do is to commit my thoughts, my works, my deeds, my all to you as a living sacrifice to God because of what you have done for me. Are you willing to respond to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? As you respond today, brethren and friends and visiting friends, remember, as you eat the bread and as you drink the grape juice, remember, it's a symbol that I am responding to the sacrifice that Jesus did for me to save me. Sacrifice for sacrifice. Jesus need our sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. And God is good. God is good and he's worthy to be praised.